Is this thing on?
This is Artscape, an investigation into the artistic and cultural landscape of our region, with your hosts, Katie and Harold. For the next hour, we are going to take a journey through sound and storytelling.
This podcast is brought to you by CFUV 101.9 FM, located on the unceded territories of the Lekwungen and Wasanik peoples, created with the generous support from the BC Arts Council. Join us as we uncover the people, happenings, and organizations
that make up the artscape in which we live. Hip hop, hip, 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 hip hop. You don't stop rocking. Now what you hear is not a test.
Oh, hip hop, my first love. Oh, how I love me some hip hop, Katie.
Really? Tell me about it.
You know, I like to say my hip hop career started in kindergarten, actually.
No, no way.
Yeah. Well, who used to dress you in kindergarten?
Well, let's see. I guess my mom.
Well, yeah, like most 5-year-olds. But you see, I wouldn't let my mom dress me. I only wanted to wear black baggy clothes because I saw Run DMC and other hip hoppers dressed in all black. I vividly remember explaining this to another boy in my kindergarten class, that that's what gangsters wore, and so that's why I dressed that way.
Nice.
Yeah. So for this episode, I'm going to try and find out the sound of Victoria hip hop.
So, what are you saying? Is there actually a particular sound for the region?
That's what I want to figure out, to see if there are elements that make Victoria hip hop distinct. I'm going to talk to 9 Victoria hip hop artists and see what arises.
9? Mm-hmm. Wow, I can only really think of 1. 2 maybe?
Well, for starters, let's go back to my middle school years on the mainland of BC when I first heard the sounds of Victoria hip hop on the radio.
I remember Grey Preludes with round effects, Clover Point Bogan joints and hip hop cassettes, laid back just smoking, sunroof open, inhaled the weed, exhaled my toke when I see a cop drive up, am I stressing? Lower our domes below both the headrests. Silence as the pig just passes, looking at T and we both just start laughing. Cause shit sweet in VI like molasses. Window down, tunnel vision on dope asses. 8 p.m. and it's still hot out. Lil Rider speed bumps at Wendy's bottoming out. Everyone's on a mission. It's like a beat everywhere in one night competition. That's got the girls tripping. But you know everyone's alright. We just like these beautiful island nights. That's alright.
What's it like over there? I'm working in Victoria at present. What's it like over there? I'm working in Victoria at present. What's it like over there? I'm working in Victoria at present. What's it like?
You need to take heed to the island breed of supernatural people. There is no equal, they're handsome. This is like my hometown anthem. Privileged enough to be my grandma's grandson. Peace to Peter, peace to Alvina. 3 a.m. Wharf Street waiting for my Peter.
That was Langdon Auger from Victoria with his iconic track Island Nights, released in 2003. Hearing it now after having spent so many nights on this island, the track definitely captures something special about this place.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more. What is the special something that you're referring to? And that was in 2003. What's happening in 2016?
Well, have you heard of Bobblehead?
Well, no.
You are listening to Bobblehead from Victoria, BC.
But does Victoria itself come out in your music in any way?
The vibe of the whole place is kind of applied to the, I'm chilling, you know, laid back in my room. I just take the laid back feel, or more like kind of like just melancholy vibes, you know, opposed to like happy or like high energy kind of ish. It's slow, you know.
Is there something melancholy about Victoria?
Maybe in the winter, or, you know, when it's raining all the time, it's kind of just like dark, gloomy for a lot of the time, but then it gets nice out. Most of the time, most throughout the year, it's everyone, I don't know, it's kind of just gray, slow, gloomy vibes, so I just kind of, I'll listen through records and kind of find little cuts that apply to that kind of vibe that I'm stuck in for most of the year, and then summertime, yeah, I kind of, maybe I'll make things that are a little bit more sunshine, kind of vibey stuff, but most of the time, no, it's just, yeah, I like to have like a feel, and I find it easier to work with things that are a little bit more just slower.
So would you mind if I sprinkle your beautiful melancholy beats throughout this episode?
Oh yes, for sure. I would be more than happy.
Is there a particular beat that you'd like us to listen to right now?
On my SoundCloud right now, you'll find a bunch of beats that are just numbers. I'm trying to get to number 50, and I'm gonna close it off and stop. As far as that tape goes, one of my favorites is number 24. I just kind of was playing around with lots of kick variations. That one's probably one of my favorites off of that little project that I got going on.
Are you working with any other artists in town?
I'm not at the moment.
You say most of your collaborations are happening out of Victoria then?
Yes, yeah.
So would you say hip-hop Victoria is alive?
It is alive. Like, I know it's out there. I just have, haven't met the people, all of them maybe, and it's kind of be impossible to meet everyone that's doing it, but I know that there's people out there, and I know that we could all come together and make the community more known and, you know, just do great things together, opposed to everyone hiding out, like I said, being like, oh yeah, like making beats like in their room, but it's like, yeah, you should go out and meet someone else that's doing it and link up and whatever, send stems over the internet or do a show together, or, you know, feature someone on your mixtape or whatever. It's just kind of, it's good to do that, you know.
So Katie, sounds like he's really tapping into the melancholy vibes of this place, hey?
Yeah, I'm surprised no locals have actually jumped on these tracks. Is it because he doesn't know anyone around here?
Not exactly sure, but the beats are certainly hauntingly beautiful. So I got a tip that there would be several hip-hop artists at this Save the Wall Brand Forest event at White Eagle Hall, and I went to the show to see if I could interview a few of them.
I want to hear it.
Yeah. Are you a hip-hop artist?
Yeah, my name's DJ Anger, originally Scratch DJ. I still scratch, but yeah, hip-hop artist, I guess, yeah, sure.
When did you start doing hip-hop in Victoria?
Back when I was in junior high school, which would be 1997-ish.
And what was hip-hop like in Victoria in 1997?
Hip-hop was wild. It was, we had an incredible hip-hop scene in Victoria. Lot of talent.
And were there lots of hip-hop events going on around?
Lots of hip-hop events. I threw a bunch of hip-hop events. I actually threw one here at White Eagle Hall back in the day. A lot of underground, all-ages hip-hop events.
What would you say about the hip-hop scene in Victoria today?
It's definitely not as talented as it was back then. It's...
Would you say that Victoria has like a certain sound, like Victoria sounding hip hop?
Yeah, like, yeah, West Coast, kind of free living, funky. Yeah, funky Victoria
living.
Has a sound.
Feel the energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any kind of aesthetic features about, you know, growing up in this place and then it coming through in the hip hop in any way?
Well, the big thing that lets artists grow is in the city, you don't have to watch your back. It's not like Vancouver, a bigger city where there's a lot of a lot of evil, a lot of, you know, bad shit happening. So it, the city has, it's, you're able to grow here. It's, you know, it's cool.
The sun is shining.
Yeah, absolutely.
The trees is growing. Yeah. The grass is growing.
Got that.
And so the artist as well, doing the
yeah,
same.
For sure. It gives room for people to breathe.
Can you describe where we're at tonight?
We're at White Eagle Hall. We're in James Bay, a little weird community on Vancouver Island. it's got some history, and yeah.
And what brings you here tonight?
I'm performing. I'm trying to save some trees of the Walburn Valley.
Would you say that this is a pretty hip-hop event here happening tonight?
This is not a hip-hop event.
Just as he said that, I walked just a few steps around the corner to find a lively hip-hop cypher going on. How is this not a hip-hop event? Were all these hip-hoppers ghosts that only I could see?
While I drew it like Blackberry Man alone to do, I'ma wear it on my crew, man. And my duvet is hot like soda while I bleep it out like all the locusts. Smoke me, my double.
Frankly, I'm surprised with DJ Anger's opinion that the current hip-hop scene is not very talented today. Even just those bobblehead beats were just incredible. They were so gorgeous.
It's true, and he said it was not a hip-hop event when it seemed to me that there were hip-hop artists and hip-hop happening all around.
I appreciate how these hip-hop artists care about a cause like the Walburn Old Growth Forest.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. The environment, the trees, the ocean, the fresh air, these all seem to be integral to Victoria's hip-hop and the artists. First, I had a chance to speak with local hip-hop duo, Dionos.
That one.
Oh, it's that one? Okay.
Just do whatever. I'll just go up some time with it. Yeah. Good gracious, my spacious, step into the mind of the nameless. See into the eye of the faceless, audacious, sagacious, the grace is stateless. Recognize what inside, what is ancient. Metamorphosis of lies into greatness. Lobotomize the mind of all this fakeness. Don't patronize, ostracize what is sacred. Migrating a vibration is gyrated. Lines faded but dilated and irated. The mind made it to be sophisticated but gave it a ratio. And pie ate a golden edition of a fly matrix. High status, we ride until the annihilators. Hydrated, hydrating divine hiatus. Dehydrated triangulars, radius of eye reapers, circadian imitators.
Oh. That was radical. That was perfect.
Thanks, man.
We out here.
Yo, this is DJ Dion.
Yeah, this is Gnostic. Together we are
the Dionos.
Dionos is Diagnostic. Dionysus. Diagnostic was your sickness.
Yeah. Dionysus. Dionysus. Isis. Isis. You swim in the water. Serpentes and pieces. Invulnerable realms of bathymets. Covered in feces. Alquitrán. Sangre, caca y pichi. Carne, hueso, humo, fuego de tisis. Limpiándose sangre de Dante. Mi estilo es Sancha Inchi. Sofía Pistis. Yoria Althea Dimitri. Rising from lakes of snakes. Contiki. Mastales. Arco iris. Arco iris. Hands of Horus and your overbring Osiris.
What do you think of the current state of hip-hop in Victoria? What do you think of the current hip-hop scene in Victoria?
Definitely could be stronger.
I think that the hip-hop scene in Victoria always fluctuates from being quite prominent and being strong, and then it goes, kind of goes down, and kind of the really good MCs go hidden and kind of no one really knows who they are. I think it's always going to fluctuate like that. I think there's always going to be good hip-hop and always going to be bad hip-hop at the same time too, but that's always a matter of opinion, especially when it comes to hip-hop. But I think there's a strong presence with certain groups in town, but I do think there's also a lot of MCs out there that aren't doing their thing enough.
Do you guys feel like Victoria has a certain sound, that there could be a sound that makes it Victoria?
Yeah, I think like the relaxed, laid back style, like I'd like to say kind of like hippie raps, but that obviously doesn't resonate and speak for everybody, but I think that very like laid back West Coast kind of vibe island vibes, you know.
Is there any elements of that victorious sound found in your music?
When you're out in the woods or something like that, you know, you get like a internal West Coast feel that's kind of, you know, deep and spiritual and feels good in a certain sense that creates a bond to something you will never lose mentally, maybe. So that's where our music kind of comes from in a certain sense, you know, that there is a sound that's labeled as West Coast music, but what people might hear now is an album we released just over a year ago now, and we have an upcoming album that's complete opposite.
Yeah, it's definitely more Latin and kind of with some housey undertones and hip-hop undertones to it.
Kind of found that we've created music by season changes. Mm-hmm. Seasons are a big thing for us.
In the winter, we actually will take our gear out into deep into the forest at night and make beats way out in the forest. In the summer, we do the same thing, but like in the sunshine. And for example, one thing that we did do in the winter, we're making this beat in the forest, and that was, we did a keyboard lick, and I did the lick, and Daya was also playing higher on the keyboard, and I was having trouble with the bass line, and there was actually an owl hooting, and Daya was like, "Yo, do the hoot of the owl," and it was like, "Doop, doop, 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 doop," and it was just like perfect with the beat. So
in other words, you guys make beats with woodland creatures.
We make beats with woodland creatures.
So a lot of your lyrical subject matter has to do with esoteric type subjects. What's your guys' connection to that?
Well, first of all, like the connection me and Daya have, like, we don't even really talk when we make beats. So, and the first time we made music, it was really beyond us, right? It was just kind of happening through us is what it felt like. And it's a very esoteric thing, but for me, I always, when I was younger, and I read a lot of ancient philosophies and ancient scriptures and stuff, and my MC name being Gnostic, my mom gave it to me, actually, and so I became fascinated with the Gnostic Gospels, and I read them about 8 times, and that definitely got me into a lot of esoteric and ancient. We represent chaos in a frame of time. Pixels vibrant, don't wait and shine. Burn those who indulge in mind. Kundalini snake with a column spine. Gods of wine. We represent chaos in a frame of time. Pixels vibrant, don't wait and shine. Burn those who indulge in mind. Kundalini snake with a column spine. Nidal de Sierra Gods of wine is passion. Babylonian spoken Anglo Saxon English. Angle those who speak angel in a Los Angeles fashion.
One last little, any last words there, Gnostic? Wait.
That's all I gotta say.
Baby,
you got this.
Baby, baby, baby. Is Victoria hip hop alive? Is it alive?
Hip hop is always alive.
It's flaring. There's always a little flame there.
But it.
No, is hip-hop Victoria alive, though? Is it alive? Is hip-hop
alive
in Victoria?
It's always alive. No, it's always alive. But I think, you know, sometimes, like anything, like the soul goes to sleep in winter and goes into the formless realm.
There's a live motion.
Comes back out in spring. Same thing happens with hip-hop and Victoria, you know? It hides away in the basement, in the underground area, and it blossoms back up. But yeah, hip-hop Victoria is alive.
It's alive.
There's a lot of sick. There's a lot of sick groups out there. Actually,
there's some good MCs.
What are some good local hip hop groups that you guys like?
Just last week, we did a show with Elvis Freshly. Those guys are dope.
Like that. Yeah, hip hop Victoria breathes. You know. You can feel it in the trees. You know. You can feel it in the leaves. You know.
Them with that motherfucking neck. Mike skills I wreck, break necks and suplex. Kids dock in effect when we rockin' the set. And they say it's old school like a Walkman cassette. So check it, I spin your head around like a record. Like rat-a-tat-tat, that's the sound of the tech. Where you going, where you at? From the front to the back. Dog suit, cardiac, heart attack on the track. Damn, the dangle mangles all on your wet caps. Man,
and your baby just should be dead
for rap track.
Sing as a class act, swagger like the rap pack. I ain't stopping till I'm clocking more downloads than Snapchat. The last left jagger that never half stepper that bricked up on your dick and made you wish you never met her.
Yo, what's up? My name's Doc Zeus, like Elvis Freshly. What is Elvis Freshly? Is that a band or?
Elvis Freshly is a hip-hop group. We are a band in the sense that we have a guitar player. I produce the instrumentals, as well as write the majority of the songs, and I rap in the group.
Do you think Victoria has a particular sound?
Victoria, you can kind of do your thing, and people will celebrate and enjoy that, whereas other places it might not be as welcome or as, you know, as easy to roll out.
Any specific elements about our style that can be used to unify the style?
I think that, you know, as much as we reflect the fashion statements of the general culture, within Victoria, we are very much eclectic. We borrow from everything, you know, and we have the luxury to do so.
Do you feel like you're part of a hip-hop community in Victoria?
I think that maybe not. No, I think that maybe Victoria is a bunch of hip-hop artists who have a community but don't necessarily represent the overall hip-hop.
We gon' do this all night. Now don't you ask me who up on that mic gon' rip the freshest. That's Dr. Zoo, the hype is flowing, he gon' spin your records. Ain't got no records, I got wrecking balls, it's wrecking y'all. I stepped in y'all with weapons, got you printing, now you scared to fall.
What do you think it's missing?
I don't think it's missing anything. I think that in some ways it's missing support and acknowledgement from the powers that be. I think
what
that
powers?
Well, you know, the record labels. But I don't think that it's a unified scene as a whole. I think that it's a bunch of different artists creating. Some of them make it, some of them don't. And I think that, you know, you really have to carve your own path these days. There's no scene to come up from, but rather a general music scene. And, you know, either you pop off and people like what you're doing, or you don't.
You don't think there is much of a hip-hop scene in Victoria?
Not really. To be fair, there's not a big scene here. No. There used to be back in the day a lot of different acts, a lot of different peeps, but a lot of them grew up, and I think a lot of them got frustrated with the record industry and music as it is nowadays, and they gave up. We just kept doing our thing.
Hey, my name is Dan House, a.k.a. Dangamal House from Elvis Freshly and the New Groupman. Super happy to be hanging out with my man Harold.
What do you think of the state of the hip-hop scene in Victoria?
It's awesome. There are a lot of acts which are happening. There's large bands with MCs. There's rappers hanging out at Lyric Skate Shop recording. That's awesome. Big shout out to Eggie Vogels for making that happen. There's people doing the Island Hip Hop Show. Basically, there's a very vibrant, active hip hop scene in Victoria.
Yo, it's a gift. We live in the rhythm and give it back. With the wisdom that we spit, it was written up on the track. It's a gift. A list of the stupid to give it back. Rap seals and deliver, we give it up on the track. It's a gift. We live in the rhythm and give it back. With the wisdom that we spit, it was written up on the track. It's a gift. A list of the stupid to give it back.
Would you say that Victoria has a certain sound to it? Stylistic?
Yeah, for sure. In the one sense, because like people who live in Victoria are very much here for like the chill lifestyle. Like you don't meet a whole lot of people here who are here to make money. Like if you are a money-driven person, you're probably living in Vancouver or the Prairies or Toronto. If you're in Victoria, you're probably here for the lifestyle and the people around and the beautiful scenery. So on the one hand, I'd say yes, Victoria definitely has a certain sound that reflects the positive community atmosphere.
Does that Victorian element come through in any of your music projects at all?
I'd like to think it comes through in both of my primary music projects.
How so?
Well, you know, with the New Grooming, it's a large band. So I try and find my space where I rap because it's that large community feel, which Victoria is very much if they're not famous for, they should be, because there's a lot of bands that reflect that. Ilvis Freshly, again, it's also that same community thing. Like, sure, it's like a rap-heavy group, but we have live guitarists, we have a DJ who does cuts, and we want to just keep you guys inclusive to the community as possible.
So you're mentioning this word community a lot. Could you tell me a little bit more about how you...
No, the community in Victoria starts with Cypher.
How long is that Cypher? What's the Cypher called?
The Outright Cypher has been a thing for like probably 7 years, I think now, but well over five at the North Park end of Vicai. And it's very inclusive, and everyone who wants to rap is welcome there.
What do you think is the essence of hip-hop?
It's hip-hop at its heart. Is taking what's out there and making something new and genuine and authentic that reflects your community. And luckily for us in Victoria, we're blessed with a beautiful community, so the music that comes out of here is fucking rad. And I love all of my peers.
So you feel like you're part of a hip-hop community?
I hope so. I mean, I don't want to, like, take away... Like, it's a touchy subject, because to be honest, like... Victoria is very WASPy, it's very white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, but like that being said, the tenets of hip-hop are talking about the issues that matter and using what you have, and I feel that Victoria reflects that. I wouldn't want that to take away from the struggle that is so integral to hip-hop.
So how does that come out in your music? The Victoria community.
It's like, you know, I listened to Pharoah Monch talk one time, and he's saying, you know, like, everyone wakes up watching bullshit tabloids, everyone watches deep shit. It's just about being real about what you have.
So what do we have?
I think what we have is a community that acted for change. If you look at our electoral race, it was between NDP and Green. If you look at like the people who are relevant rappers in this community, I think most of them have something to say. I think it's a politically charged atmosphere to a certain degree. But I think that, let's be real, we're kind of privileged in Victoria, and maybe it's not as cutting as it could be sometimes. But I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's just an honest reflection of the reality we have. Harold, thanks so much for hanging out. Have a good day, bro.
What's up, bro? Thanks again.
Seems like the two MCs of Ilvis Freshly have completely different opinions of the hip-hop scene in Victoria.
Pretty much like they're in different worlds.
DJ Anger was quite certain that there were better days for Victoria hip-hop. I think I should go back to the good old days when apparently there was a scene. Parker Lewis from the Sweatpants Superstars has always been a great hip-hop mentor to me ever since I moved here. And he's been active in this area for a really long time. I should go and talk to him.
I am the greatest intercontinental heavyweight champion that ever lived, and I am the greatest professional wrestler that ever lived, and I'm living now, yeah! Right now.
Here is a man that has not only turned it around 180 degrees...
180 degrees!
But he's gone another 360, and then...
360!
And then another 180.
Macho, macho, macho man. Macho, macho, macho man. Macho, macho, macho man.
Macho man, Randy Savage.
Cross your spot, I hit that chair. Grab that ish, bring it right here. Hold that hip, fix my hair. Smash that shit, Coco beware. I'm Yokozuna, spittin' spicy tuna, rockin' Pumas. Wish I got that DiBiase just a little sooner. That's all my family, no Owen Hart tragedy. They know stressed up, gorilla press casualty. Mean Gene, cheap shot off screen. Clock's ticking, get them back in the ring. Up high, Undertaker, top rope stare. Let past swagger when we grip that heavy Ric Flair. Stammering on, drop the power bomb. Double trouble, road warriors on. I'm Andre, off the ropes, the long way. Only one man who could ever save the day. That's macho, macho, macho man.
So, the Sweatpants Superstars is a two-man outfit. Consists of myself, at the time Parker Lewis, and now I don't really have a rap name, I just call myself Jeff. And then my homie Ian, who was at the time going by Thess Rex and is now going by Doug Graves. So that's the two of us. We've had a couple DJs over the years, so shouts out to DJ Massa and DJ Lowe. played a few shows with Benny the Jet. We played a few shows with a few DJs, but the two of us are the core of the Sweatpant Unity. Flex flip, the show must go on. I'm some sick, drop the ringside bell on Rick Dragon, Rick Rude. Still bragging, gonna get you. Savage, spit the camera and Greg the hammer, yeah. Figure for the anvil, the animal. Bite, turn, buckle, panic, ambulance, usher, you antics. Ultimate, warrior, bananas with a junkyard dog. Super fly, snuggle, all hard. Scorpion, deathlock, sharpshooter, spit slap, bushwhacker, big bad slider ring. I'll get that. Folding shit, get smashed, I don't care. Get built, I'm in a continental. Sweatpants Superstars, all of it.
At the time, so this was 1999, 2000, quite a while ago. But at the time, and even now, I suppose I'm wearing sweatpants as we speak. I was always about being successful, doing what you want, and what I want to do is be leisurely. So what I was all about, and what we were all about as a duo, was finding success your way. So our way was chilling in our sweatpants, and we were superstars for doing it. That's what we were all about. Sweatpants Superstars experience is fun, man. I mean, we don't take ourselves too seriously.
Fair enough. Could you tell me about what you would call the prime era of hip-hop in Victoria?
Oh, wow. The prime era of hip-hop in Victoria is whichever era you're a part of. You know, I mean, of course I'm going to say that it was what we were doing, but people now are going to say it's what they're doing, and people before us would say it was what they were doing. Okay, I will speak to this. I will say that when we were popping in, like, say, 2002, 2003, there was a lot of hip-hop going on that was just for the love. Like, I mean, there's legendary stories of, like, some of the battles that went down. I was a part of one on the causeway. That wasn't entirely a positive experience personally, but it was a pretty, you know, large magnitude experience as a scene. There was 200 people there, you know, 10 battlers, five on each side. And at the time, I mean, there was no money in it. It wasn't organized. It was, you know, it was about a community. It was about a music scene, and it was about, you know, battling for respect and battling for scene dominance. And that felt pretty real at the time. So I would say that I don't see that magnitude of stuff happening now. Maybe it's happening, I don't know about it, but I mean, there was a lot happening then. I think then, as it is now, it's been in little bubbled factions, and that's never really changed here in the city. I don't know if it's the same in other places, because I mean, I know here better. Well, actually, I can say that it wasn't that way in Halifax. It was a little more unified there, but here there's always been little pockets of activity that seem to be kind of autonomous and disconnected.
The hip-hop era that I'm a part of right now feels really fragmented, where not a lot of people know about each other or about what's going on, and everyone kind of feels like they're the only hip-hop artist doing it in Victoria. Or it seems like people aren't aware of some of the other artists around them. How was it back then?
It's interesting. I think a lot about, you know, when you're talking about the sort of insular nature of people kind of living in their own little world, assuming that no one else is doing what they're doing, when in reality, I mean, the technology has made it such that there's probably way more people rapping now than ever, yet, and there's way more access to all the people who are rapping now than ever, and yet somehow it's so diluted that it's harder to find things. I don't know, or maybe people just aren't looking the same, but yeah, there's always, there does seem to be an attitude of, like, you know, we're doing it over here, you're not doing it over there. But, you know, it always makes me think of, and I remember reading this in a, you know, like an old psychology book sometime, and it's like, if you're in a house party with, say, 20 people in a room, and you're all sitting around, and, you know, each person is sitting there thinking, you know, what's that person over there thinking about me? What's this person over here thinking about me? And if every single person is thinking, what are you thinking about me? No one's thinking about any of those people but themselves. And I think a lot about that, like, so, I mean, in a way, it's kind of self-absorbed, obviously, to kind of assume that you're the only person doing it, when really there's probably hundreds of people, thousands of people out there doing it. Everyone has a laptop with a microphone. Everyone can make music. Everyone can put it online. As for back then, I mean, maybe we were more aware of each other because there was only a handful of crews, and we were all, you know, putting out albums that were tangible physical items. So you would go into, you know, a complex or an old skate shop, and there's, like, you know, there's the Victoria rap music that you can buy sitting in front of you.
So maybe we were more aware of it because there was less of us and there was a more physical thing you could attach these people to and associate them with. But I do think there was only a couple real key hip-hop nights, and so most of the people in the scenes would have passed through those nights, whereas now there's less live music, I guess, maybe in general. Maybe there's less opportunities to go out and check, but also maybe people just aren't trying as hard. I don't know. I mean, I don't get why you have all the access and none of the information. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Do you think there's a benefit into putting time and energy into building more of a hip-hop community?
As for building a community, there's always a benefit and there's always merit to building a community. I mean, that has nothing to do with hip-hop, although it applies to hip-hop. That applies to everything. Strengthening your local community or your broader community is always going to make what you're doing more fertile and more viable, because you're going to have more people involved and invested in what's happening. So, I mean, yeah, the short answer is yeah, of course. I mean, show me a garden that doesn't grow better when you invest time in it. You know, like that's the nature of growing anything, especially a scene that needs that cultivation. And I mean, living on the island, there's an attitude here of everyone's pretty laid back, right? So maybe that's got something to do with it. Maybe people are just too lackadaisical to put the time in. I don't know. But I mean, again, like I know, like Black Milk and Slum Village came through a few weeks ago, and to my knowledge there was like 50 people there. I mean, I don't understand that. Last year we played a show with Relic and Ghetto Sox from out east. Relic had the number one album on the Canadian radio for like nationwide for months. Number one album in the country for months. Ghetto Sox is a Juno nominated artist. Both incredible rappers. There was like 8 people there. None of them were there to see Ghetto Sox or Relic. I don't get it. Like, I mean, I don't know if like the mountains or the provide a barrier that we don't think about what's happening out east, but I mean, people just aren't checking for, like, I mean, and this does speak to your points. Maybe there is like that support needs to be there, right? You know, where are the rap fans for that show? But then you get, you know, you'll get a DJ night where they're just kind of playing whatever's popping and there's a couple hundred people there. And I'm like, well, you know, like, where's the love for the real live events that are happening? I mean, of course you got to be entertaining, but I mean, we're talking, again, for this specific show, we're talking about, to my knowledge and to my opinion, two of the premier rappers in the country, and no one, literally no one, came to watch them. So that sucks.
Well, the sweatpants, their whole leisurely aesthetic and casual sound definitely embody the nonchalant lifestyle of this West Coast island.
I would know a thing or two about casual living, okay? Well, did you speak to any active artists in and around here?
Yes, and I was really surprised with what I found.
So go on, tell me more.
Hello.
Hello. My name is La Rosa, LaRosa. Here today. Gone. Always.
How do you like living in Victoria?
Oh, Victoria is wonderful. I really feel like it is the ground in which my roots just sink in. And, you know, you gotta get back to the roots. And, you know, I plant my kale here and I plant my peas here. So, I mean, without the love for the land, I mean, I don't know what you got.
So this love for the land, does that element come out in your tunes?
Oh, well, I would hope that the land hears the praises. It's all just a big love song, big worship to the mom. And I really feel like it could all boil down to just very that one thing in quite some ways. I mean, the land and the stars, of course.
L-A-R-O-S-A, 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 Lucky Lady Leppin' Love, A, acronym Assimilate Ascension, R, right and ready, right, rap, reach and rapture, reaction, O, Operation Opalescent Obsession, S, stimulate sentient seduction, A, enable puzzle ambition.
Spider spinning, silken, sunken shadow. Family, help me out, it ain't a battle. Now who's sitting in the saddle? I'm bareback, bouncing baby back up.
Aum, la rosa, aum.
Sensual, slip and slide, sanctified, purified with the rhyme in my line. Fine, dime, dine, ducting wine, wicked pine on the mind. My time with my kind on the wind.
Aum, la rosa, aum.
Nor let it be mistaken. Every moment I awaken. Brace yourself for the earthquake.
So when I listen to your music, I hear there's something certainly dark going on there. Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Ooh, well, this album in particular, being that of the Primordial EP, calling upon the Primordial Sludge, and really, you know, coming from that and rising through that journey. But the darkness being emulated in the place in which that Primordial Sludge is within. So I do feel that the minimal aspect of the beat and the music structure itself might connotate such things, but truly there would be no light without the dark. So I feel the calling to the dark and how that comes through. It, you know, it creates a space, creates the cave for me to light up, for us all to light up.
So do you feel like you're a part of a hip-hop community in Victoria?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. I do feel like I'm in a group. I feel blessed to have the homies that I know are grinding 24/7. I could call upon anyone and know that there's people putting their time in and people to collaborate with and inspire. And I feel that support coming through even my times when I'm all alone. I feel the community support. And while we're growing, while I feel like it is a growing work in progress, we're doing a bit of a organization and just realizing who we are and what we can possibly do together. It's like just this couple months ago, I got that hit up by that young Sagri to come play a show with him, and I wasn't even thinking about doing shows, but then the call came, and all those late night ciphers, all that jamming was getting to put a little groundwork in and experience, and I think there's only more to come.
Better be a freak in heat. I'm an owl with the beak and talons to sink. What did you think with my condition at the peak? I'm a repo to seek with my chic on fleek. Gliding feather seek. Hyperdimensional being I'm seeing with the sound resounding. To track you better than a hound unwound. To the mysteries I found, I won't slow down. Why you drown so spellbound? Every little bit of skin, I'm feeling it. Tapping to the root, shimmering crimson. Fill up your boots if you a human. Form with the energy infusion. This is how it looks, this is how it feels. Head to
and
toe.
Does Victoria have a certain sound?
I think that we're finding it. I'm finding that, oddly enough, there are some strings that tie us together. We have the ability to be free and flowy with the winds as they come to and fro through our city, so do we, and bring through many styles, many rhythms, many inspirations, all really, we play with the grime, we play with the minimal, we play with the experimental, but it really does come down to a sense of love for all the homies that I've been coming across, and really open open environment and just really have catered to a nurturing experience for little voices to find their path through and come out hard. I feel like there's this vibe that we're bringing through with the improv capabilities, just improv jam band. Yeah, real tight on the production, big sound coming down from the analog underground. Just bringing it raw, bringing it real. We're from the corner. We've got the corner of the world over here. We're, ocean meets the land, convergence zone. We're in a big tsunami. We're earthquake warnings, like earthquake hip hop. Like you can hear the earthquakes waiting to happen.
Bamba diga baba anuba athena be a freaking dia cardia kentika rockabati ram bitch bat with these airs what is fatty day a gaya ayahuasca gaya ganja fana mami wata missy elliot maya mahayasa cheese dance ball goddess girl spitting like a prophet coming fresh off the comet. The universe is my office and I always roll topless so I can feel every droplet dripping down from the faucet, dipping diamonds in my chocolate. And I don't need my wallet to know I make a profit, and I don't need to lock it cause it's all in my pocket. Who do I want it?
Who are some of your favorite local hip hop acts?
Absolutely, I would have to say that Klaus character. I went out and saw him the other week. I had the privilege of sharing stage with him for a bit there. Klaus. I don't know if you've heard of him or anything. He's a house. My other number one is that Mr. Sundry No Name. You got to shout out to Sundry No Name. He be bringing some serious things together. He brought me to Klaus, and big shout out to the man who be providing the studio come through. He's enabled a lot of production inspiration to be happening late nights, real late nights, early mornings, every night grinding, doing it.
So you're getting into some late night music making with this Sundry No Name. Did you say his name was
Sundry? Yeah, that's Sundry. Please excuse me, No Name.
Could you say that again?
That is Sundry Name sign at the dot. Please excuse me. Don't lay until we get paid. No Name.
Yeah, I sip and I move alright. And I doze and I do's and I does and I was and I what and I want and a kite. And I'm flying all on string, all motions, all the days. Worries like payer on paper, I'm all the savior. Got me wired like tangled in psilocybin. My igniting is your place to save, we'll make you neighbors. I got the hater fader, I got Egyptian papers, I got the masquerader, I wear the mask later. Skyscraper, mountain singer, sipping solar cider. So fly, and she's my guy. Full of fire, girl, you are who I desire.
I'm all octagonic, my octopus is longing for that silky yielding, making tracks like a train.
Sundry No Name.
Yeah, I go by Sundry No Name. Young Sundry, Young Peppers, baby. Boy, I plunder the peyote. Too easy, baby.
Yeah, that's me.
Yo, it's Sundry No Name, we keeping it spicy over here with the cilantro pepper, babe.
Yeah, that's me.
Smooth melodies, best bet the cheese. Vest full of telepathies, Ritalin run keys. Touchdown, bass hop, I pop off. A hot top in a sweet spot. Lovely lakes around, for heaven's sake, she's an angel, I'm a hound.
How do you like living in Victoria?
Most certainly I like living in Victoria. It's a beautiful place. Got some nice spots to chill. People are friendly. City all dustpans and bakery reformations. But yeah, no, Vic City's nice. I like it. It's a beautiful place to call my home. It's a great place to ride your bicycle. It's nice.
Pretty beautiful answer. What are some of your favorite things about Victoria?
That community, baby. We coming through with that community. We all steady working. We steady in kitchens cooking. We feeding the people. We come coming through, we trying to rise up above. Everyone's building the frequency, baby. I like the weather. The trees is extra nice. And the air fresh, baby. Probably air fresh, number one.
And I cruise on a Ferrari ship. There is no lose when you got me by your side. Watching time pass, puffing on this grass, feet up on a dash, riding in first class, blowing O's like Cheerios, like Cheerios. It's high fashion endo, it's high fashion endo, reefer smoke. It's high fashion endo, it's high fashion endo, reefer smoke.
So do any of these Victoria elements come into your music in any way?
Yeah, I would say the fresh air comes into the freshness of the music, and I'd say the flow of life integrates itself into the flow of the music, and I would say that the general love, baby, the general love in the city is rhythmic over my bars.
So, Sundry, do you feel like you're a part of a loving community here in Victoria?
Part of a loving community. I would say yes. I would say I'm feeling the love of the community. I would say the love is ever present when you're walking down through Fernwood and you pass that community garden, baby, and you see a couple of cherry plums that you could just pick right off the plunk, and you could just taste it. And you could taste the love, baby. And I'd say that that's community.
What you asking about? What you really thinking? What you looking for? It's that porn star. Porn star, porn star. Get off my spaceship. Climbing out. Wasted.
Can you tell me a little bit about your studio and how often you get busy in it?
I've recently gotten the very bodacious opportunity of having a studio at the Ministry of Casual Living here in Victoria downtown, and it's quite the delight. You get to create under a roof of a bunch of hot heavyweight creatives that are just blessed for me, baby. They're coming through on the coniferous tip, and I share my space with a gentleman named Loft Sound. He comes through off fire, or he goes by Zane. It's been an excellent. We met at the studios, and it's been an excellent collaborative process. But ever since having that studio space, it's pretty much absorbed me into it. All the free time, baby, just all the free time. It's like after work, 11 till 6, baby. Get home, do what I gotta do, 11 till 6, baby. All day, every day, we grinding. Any second we got. Hopefully I'ma quit my job soon, baby. We out, baby.
Kicking that ish, over with it. Pop the sucker, pop the knob. Then we smoke, then we ride, then we go galactic party. What is your naughty list? What are you looking from me? What is your peace of mind when you're asking me for naughty? I got place for you, girl.
A project that spawned through the hip-hop spirit of sharing studio space with friends and having collaborative partners come through is we started feeling like we were having such a phenomenal time in the studio. We wanted to share the experience with people at live events. And yeah, we started this casual living project where we go out and we try to inspire people to let loose and knock down boundaries they've set for themselves in terms of using their voice and playing with words and being a part of a show as opposed to just consuming a show. And being able to hopefully feel the love, and we're trying to, you know, unify the people through expression and art, and make them all love each other even more and love themselves even more.
Who are some of the Victoria hip hop artists that you're feeling these days?
All right, the hip hop. Well, I guess it, Well, I'm just trying to think of who there is coming through. Anyways, just trying to think. Say, coming out of Vic City. What's that one guy's name? I kind of like. Gets me pretty stoked. His name is. I invited him to play at Logan's. I'm just trying to think. I'm not super up to date on all the cats because, as I say, I am a bit of a hermit. I spend a lot of time just focusing on my stuff. But I'm just trying to. I can't think of this one guy's name. But anyways, I would say that. I would definitely say that also some cats I get super fresh with is the Downtown Mischief homies, Ollie and J-Mo. They most certainly hold it down for the funky hip-hop in the city, and they always impress me by the way they communityize the homies and bring them together, and how they are pretty much the epitome of sharing music for the enjoyment with your friends. And just being good vibes and
what makes your hip hop Victoria hip hop?
I would say it's just the island spirit, the island vibe. I mean, I was born on Hornby, which is a beautiful island, and then spent most of my time in Victoria living since I was about 5. And I'd say it's just the island spirit, which entails. Almost more freedoms in a sense than like big city living does. It, you know, offers a lot of just like open spots that you can go to quickly to do whatever you feel like you need to do, and I feel like it's casual enough that you can live a psychedelic lifestyle and still maintain. Because it's just so fresh and so island jives, baby. And I would also just say that the beautiful people and the beautiful trees are what ignite a lot of the lyricism and just general swing. It's all love. We out here. We putting our hearts into it. We hoping that that the flowers bloom. We know they will, and that's why we keep doing it. And one day, Victoria will see some serious hip-hop explosion in the near future, I believe. And people will be ignited, baby. We gonna have a festive party and probably fly around with the eagles, swim with the whales, baby. Sundry No Name, checking out. It's been fresh. Mr. Carl.
Okay, Harold, so what's this sound of Victoria hip-hop?
Okay, well, we need to change out of our Artscape conclusion track and switch to a hip-hop beat. Bobblehead showed us that the gray weather here makes things quite a bit darker and gloomy for large parts of the year, and this darkness comes through in other artists as well. La Rosa, Dinos, Sundry No Name, all their sounds, there's this darkness happening.
I'm very intrigued by this darkness notion. Also, the music is encapsulating the landscape. Everyone seems to be giving praises to nature. Cool how Dinos is out there making beats with woodland creatures.
As La Rosa and Danimal point out, we have the freedom here to be as weird as we want. Victoria's safe enough to express yourself and be that way. It breeds this great experimental creativity.
It seems to me like all the artists you've talked to agree that their music represents the relaxed vibe of this place.
You're right, but as Jeff points out, this laid-back style is perhaps to our detriment. where people may be just too lackadaisical to put time into building community. Like just how he pointed out how no one was there for Ghetto Sox and Relic, and they ended up performing to an empty venue.
Right. So where was this big hip-hop community then?
Good point. It's interesting how there are these contrasting opinions on whether there is a Victoria hip-hop community or a scene, or if it exists or not.
Well, maybe perhaps people just really aren't seeing it. In your interview with Danimal, he was saying we should be famous for our big sense of community. Sundry No Names Project Casual Living sounds like a real expression of this community.
But some people just aren't seeing it. It's as if they are simply not seeing the hip-hop going on around them. It's almost like a ghost town, some kind of hip-hop ghost town.
Basically, what you're saying is the scene and the community is just fragmented.
That's right. Yeah, it is, I suppose. Well, hopefully this podcast can help pop some of these bubbled factions.
I think you're picking up on some interesting common threads on the hip-hop sound of this place. But there must be more. So basically, you should just get out of here and talk to more people.
More? Artists?
Wait, we had 9 here?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's gotta be more than 9, right?